Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible Swiss sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Circling camps, they have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
Yes, he is.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Scheduled to pick up a couple sheep, and he said he'd be there around 4 or 4:30. So I'm looking, you know, it's like 3:30. We got to get going. I got to get these sheep rounded up and corralled and everything. And when everything comes at the same time, so nothing comes by itself. Everything comes or nothing comes. So all the animals came in. I feed them all at the same time. So anyway, the sheep are in there. I got them locked up, and everything's fine. But when we got home from Menominee, there was a message on the machine. It was Craig. And he's calling. He says, it's nothing real serious, but if you get home, blah, 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 can you call me right away? Okay, so we call him up. And I don't know how they go to La Crosse. Do you all know where La Crosse is? Where's La Crosse from here?
South.
Yeah. He's on the phone. He says, I'm coming up to Black River Falls, and I want to take the trucks, the van back that he rented to take the youth group to La Crosse, and I'm almost to Black River Falls. I don't know how he does that, but that's his drive. So anyway, he needed a couple vans to get all the kids from Eau Claire, because that's where they rented the trucks from. So I'm thinking, well, I can't go because I got this guy coming for the sheep at 4:30, and this is like 5 to 4 now. So they took the vans into Eau Claire, and he showed up about 5:30, and he drove off the end of my driveway. So there he is, hung up with the trailer blocking the road. Nobody's home to, I don't have a vehicle to pull him out of the ditch. You know, he's got a big trailer loaded with some cattle in it, and he's got his truck over the... It wasn't it. Anyway, so I took Kyle's car. Kyle's car always has a flat tire, and it wasn't flat. It's a miracle. It was not flat. I had enough room to squeak out of my driveway to go up the hill, and we got our neighbor to come down with the tractor. By now, it's dark. And so I'm up at the top of the hill with the flashers going, stopping cars from running into his trailer and stuff while they're pulling it out. Now, I don't know what this... I told Gail, I was just laughing. I said, if we could know this guy as personal friends, I said, he could keep us in stitches for the rest of our lives. he's just a joker. Anyway, I don't know what he's going to do when he gets out of the ditch, how he's going to get down to my shed to get these sheep. Because, I mean, what he's already done, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do, you know. So we got him backed up to the shed finally. He got out of the ditch okay. I wish I could have seen it. But anyway, he got backed up to the shed. We got the sheep out. And as we're getting the one, I said, the other one's coming right behind you. You better shut the door. So he gives us another push. And as he turns around, went right out behind him and out into the yard. So we loaded the one up. And we got the other one back in the shed. And then we got him loaded up. And I had to get up at the... About 20 after 6, he pulled out of my yard. That's why I'm still in these clothes. And my shoes are out by the back door because you wouldn't want them in here. So, because I was up in his trailer. Anyway, it was a real interesting afternoon. So, nobody got hurt. It was kind of a chuckle all along, but I kept be late. You see where the table is there? We came in and Pastor was standing here with the podium. He's getting ready to do his thing as we came walking in the door. Here we are. So anyway, nobody got hurt. It was kind of a laugh. I mean, the guy is a joke. Last year, he came and got our steer. No, we had whatever it was. It was some kind of beef. He got a speeding ticket because he was late. I told you I'd be there at this time, and I got hung up. And he almost drove off the driveway then. But he got a speeding ticket. I mean, he's picking these things up and delivering them, and we're costing him money. I have no idea if he paid this guy to pull him out of the ditch tonight, because I wasn't down there when all that happened. So I got to stop at the neighbors and see what's going on. But anyway, he's a joke and a half. But if you need any animals hauled, let me know. I'll give you his number. You never know what to expect. So. Anyway, that's my evening. So Sunday afternoon and evening.
Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? Does he grow more precious to your heart each day? Are you his disciple? Test his word and see. He will give the Spirit more abundance. To his core.
I don't know it, but I like it. It's been interesting living. Living is interesting. I heard on the radio this morning, life is kind of like a bath. The longer you stay in, the more wrinkled you get. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. I thought it was great. Anyway, it's been interesting. Just being a Christian. I mean, the change in my mind for music. I mean, I used to listen to some really strange stuff. And I hear some of that, and it's like, oh, I know that song. Turn that off. I mean, it just grates at your innards. But hymns, because I didn't know hymns. And I'll be right with you, Glenn. And there's a lot of hymns that I know that Gail doesn't really know, some of them. And I look at, what, you don't know that? But I mean, she knows a ton of hymns. But
well, I know the music, but you know the words.
You should hear her sing some of them. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, I know my own words. Isn't that terrible? Because I can't sing in place.
Can't read the words and sing. I can't see the notes. So if I'm going up and you're going down, it's because I can't look at the notes and the words at the same time, and I don't do music. So. But you know, God is so good. I mean, literally, he did take me out of the miry clay, and he did set my feet on that solid rock. I mean, I know that. I mean, I know I was a mucky, muddy mess when he took, I mean, I was just stinking worse than my shoes out there tonight. I mean, it was just horrid, horrid life. And he took, just overnight, he took so much of that draw away that I didn't, I mean, the next morning when I woke up, I didn't have any interest in so much of that. It's not that some of it still doesn't hang on, but just the interest of it just turned so much, and it just was gone. Just was gone. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these,
the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure. I'm very keep going. Page 114. We're all learning it together. And sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Well, I have a testimony. God has recently...
Well, I would hope you would. We've been waiting.
God has recently given me a very wondrous gift, the most wonderful person that I know, and she's she's better than all my dreams, and I just didn't know how to say it, so that's why I'm making
it. You did very good. You did very good. And don't ever get bucket seats. I know he told me this morning. Now tell him about the car you had to rent.
For our honeymoon,
yeah.
We chose the smallest car that had a bench seat.
What was it? Tell them what it was.
It was a Buick Park Avenue, I think.
Yeah, that's a real small car. Yeah, I like bench seats.
Yeah. Their truck has a bench seat.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a good girl. And I hope you don't ever change your mind on that testimony. That was a good one. But we'll have to argue on who's the best, because I got the best, so sorry. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see His face, will you this moment His grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all.
Yep. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that one.
You bet.
196. There was a time that after I had taken Jesus Christ as my Savior, you know, I thought that was all you had to do. Went with the flow.
Yep.
I was born again, and that was... I'm going to heaven.
Yep.
And, you know, I didn't have to read my Bible. You know, one in authority over me did all that. I didn't have to go there. I, you know, I just went. I was born again. I believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that was it. For many years I was that way. And there was no work. Didn't happen. Until he shook me up in 99. And he told me what it was all about. It took a couple years after that even to understand. And now the preaching that I'm, there's two men that I'm under, and both of them are very good. And so I get real good preaching. And I've been much more of a doer. You know, I used to buck one of them. You know, I bucked him, and until God showed me in the end of Hebrews, what you do to the one that's in authority over you. He's got a lot of stuff going on, you know, to love him,
yeah,
and to serve him,
yeah,
and to give him more abundantly. Your prayers, your all in all. And in 99, I put my all on the altar. I said, I'll go anywhere and do anything for you, Lord Jesus. And from then on, he started showing me what a real Christian is, what a real soldier for Christ is.
Sure.
And I've never been the same since.
Hallelujah.
And you're all on the altar.
No. Anybody that's in this room,
I don't care how you said it, but basically, Lord, come into my heart, take control. From that moment on, you've never been the same. There's not a person in this room that has ever been the same after they said those words. And there's no way they can be, because they went from darkness into light, and they went from death to life. They're not dying any longer. They're living. They're living more. They're more alive than they ever could have been in the other life. You know, there's no way that they could be the same. You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? You must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? In your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed, till our body and soul
sacrifice laid, your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Who can tell all the love he will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made. Of the fellowship sweet we shall share at his feet, when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
Hallelujah.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that sea will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow a stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion I own. I've got a just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. Don't think me discouraged, I'm heaven bound, hallelujah. I'm just a pilgrim in search of that city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old.
Hallelujah.
And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
The older I get, the more I like the part about not growing old.